Hello and welcome again to PCP. It's me, it's Pete Kogler, it's PCP 411, and he greets you here. What time is it? It's 10 past 2, recording on Saturday the 28th of July, and that was a fantastic start to the show with a track, what's it called? Ku Nobat Kan Jadi Fantasi. Yes, another one of those bands from Indonesia, I'm afraid. I've got a bit of an Indonesian phase going on at the moment. That was a band called The Upstairs. You can find them at myspace.com/TheUpstairs1 from Jakarta and from the excellent Yes No Wave recordings at yesnowave.com. If you haven't yet heard any of the Indonesian stuff I've been playing, well, yeah, we've got 1, 2, 3 tracks, I think, in today's show. And more marvellous they are, too. I hope you like them. I am mad. I'm absolutely bloody furious at the moment. I've just been out today. I've been on the road this morning trying to head off to Weybridge because I was supposed to do a video shoot for a particular client, and I couldn't get to Weybridge because every single route I tried to take ended up with a road closed sign. Nobody at the road closed sign, just a road closed sign, and no offer of a diversion, and no offer of a, you know, there wasn't even like a road closed at a roundabout. It was just like you got on a particular road, and then 3/4 of the way down, there's a sign, unmanned, blocking the entire road, saying road closed. What the fuck? I was absolutely livid. I went round and I went round and I went round. I couldn't get into Weybridge. Now, I since find out it's all to do with the Olympics. But the Olympic signs that were up there were saying the road closed on the 1st of August, which is Wednesday. It is Saturday before that, and there is nothing to explain what's going on. Now, I've talked to some friends on Facebook, and they obviously explained a little bit more about it. The ones that actually give a shit about the Olympics. And yes, they sort of spotted this particular thing, and I should have checked, but I don't care about the Olympics. I'm not going to go to the Olympics website and look it up, because I don't care. I'm not interested. Am I the only person on this bloody planet, in this fucking country at the moment, that doesn't care about the Olympics? God, I'm annoyed. I missed the entire opening ceremony yesterday, and I'm bloody glad I did. Some nonsense seems to have gone on, and I'm not interested. I don't expect to be told this is the only entertainment you've got. This is the only thing that's going to affect your world at this moment. I am not going to be affected by it. I am going to be affected by this great music. So I should play something cool and calming by Bottle Smoker. played Bottle Smoker before, but that was a new track. That was a track called Frozen Scratch Cerulean. It featured Gergaji. Bottle Smoker is also from Indonesia, but I didn't get it from Yes No Wave. I got it from a different record label called In My Room at InMyRoom.us. He's from Bandung in Indonesia, whereas the upstairs were from Jakarta. I don't know if that's very far away, but whatever. It was a wonderful track, and if you want to find out more about Bottle Smoker, go to myspace.com/Bottle Smoker. Chilled me out a little bit, but I'm still pretty angry at this bloody thing. It's 2 weeks we've got of this Olympics, and I've got to go up into London at some time in this 2 weeks, and I'm really, really not looking forward to it. It's going to be an absolute bloody disaster, but whatever. I knew this is what would happen. I 6 years ago when this came up, and it was, you know, we were going to have this thing, and people kept saying to me, "You're a killjoy. You don't want to. You don't want this." Olympics, and it's going to be fantastic. Well, it may be fantastic in one sense, but it's not about the sport at all. I'm not, yeah, the sporting people, yeah, I agree that there are some people that spend years getting ready for the Olympics. In actual fact, my next door neighbour is an older couple, and they have a granddaughter who may be in the 2016 Olympics. She may well be. She's amazing. She swims 10 kilometers a day. 10 kilometers a day. Yeah, I mean, it's for the sport angle. The Olympics is fantastic, but it's not about the bloody sport, is it? It's about the sheer lack of organisation that we will bring to it in this country. We couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery if we tried. I mean, the level of thinking that is required, we're just not capable of it. You know, or if we are capable of it, we're not capable of delivering it, and that's all I can say. Just drives me nuts. It requires a lot more thinking, and I just don't think there's been anywhere near the thinking that should have gone on. And that was, you know, testament to that fact today. No diversions at all. Oof. Sorry, I'm getting wound up again. Let's have something else. This is a new artist to me. I made contact a short while ago. It's called Dub Raja. His name is Sergei Gabatsov, and he is from Russia, and this is called Mountain Jungle. Thank you. Excellent. That was Mountain Jungle by Dub Raja, Sergey Gabasov. Find him at facebook.com/sgabasov. S-G-A-B-B-A-S-O-V is what you'll find him. He's from Russia. And more about him next week, because he's a very interesting guy. He's actually an anthropologist. And he makes dub music. And most of the dub music has some sort of connection with his anthropological endeavours and insights, which is very interesting. I always think anthropology is very interesting. So we'll be playing more from him next week. Rather interesting. Bit of a story to tell, really. But I'll make you wait. I will. I'll make you wait. Won't make you wait for this one, though. This is Watcha Clan from Marseille in France, of course. You find them at watchaclan.com, W-A-T-C-H-A, Clan, C-L-A-I-L-N. And this is a track called Im Nin Alu. Watcha Clan from an album called Orient Noir. Really good, got that via Storyamp. They are based in Marseille, in France. I've played, I think, one of their tracks, maybe two of their tracks before. Very, very good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. A very nice mixture of sort of almost dubstepy, but not quite, but in a very, very good way. That sort of Middle Eastern sound that we like. Secret Archives of the Vatican, etc., etc. That sort of thing. Good stuff. Right. Let's go back to Indonesia then for another track by The Frankenstone. They opened last week's show. They're halfway through this week's show. This is a track called Leave Me a Radio. Leave me a radio.
don't know, and living into your own. And when the sun goes down, it's on the radio. And when the sun goes down, it's on the radio.
Stone. Yeah, I love them. I think they're completely bonkers. I'd love to see them live, actually. I imagine they'd be really good indeed. The Frankenstone is what they're called. You can find them at thefrankenstoneforDummies.blogspot.co.uk. Leave Me a Radio or Radio. They're from Yogyakarta in Indonesia. So three different places of Indonesian origin in this year podcast. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. We've had one other track from France, and we've got one more to come. This is by Le Project Ardéchois. And a track called L.I.A.
I have a dream.
Le Projet Ardéchois, or Ardéchois, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. You'll find them in SoundCloud. I'm not going to try and tell you the name of the link. You can find that at peakogle.com or look up PCP 411. A track called LIA. I think it might be called LIA. It's not called Lear, is it? No, I think it's called LIA. I don't know what it means. I just liked it. And that's the only simple reason why we play anything in this particular show. And we also like to keep messing you about with different styles of genres, so you probably keep turning your radio up and down again. There's one you're going to turn your radio back up again for. This is Tallulah by Hello Darling.
Drive from solution to surface in my old university car. We had the windows down for our aircon. The door was so hot that you burned your arm. It was the tail end of a summer, and the heat washed in with the breeze, and you were searching for something to sing to. The radio played another terrible song, but lucky for me, you found a tape with Tallulah on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends. I've known them a long while. Then last summer you wrote me a letter on the back of a surf magazine. You said you didn't have any paper, and maybe you wondered what could have been. So I sent you a postcard from Berlin of a fat man eating a sausage. It hid the fact I was hiding as the DJ played another terrible song. But lucky for us, we found a bar with the Maytals on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends. I feel I've known them a long while. I'm wondering if I've already heard all the songs that'll mean something. And I'm wondering if I've already met all the people that'll mean something. Daydreaming of the places where we used to stay. I used to brush them away. St Kilda, Coolangatta, Bondi Beach and Coogee Bay. I like the sound of their names, and I wonder if you would wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. If you're not finished with me, and I wonder if you would wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. If you're not finished with me, And I wonder if you would wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. If you're not finished with me.
Nice. Tallulah by Allo Dowlin, an Australian, part Australian, part English quartet that are based in England now. You can find them at allodarlin.com. Got that from Iota. Wonderful. Now, the next track is from Independent Music Promotions. They've sent me some stuff before and I really, really liked what they played. This is a band from Greece. They're a duo of a couple of girls based in Greece, originally from Greece, I think, but I think they'll spend some time in the UK as well. This is Katrin the Thrill and a track called Hard. The Thrill there, based in Greece, and that was a track called Hard. You can find them at katrinthethrill.com. That's Katrin, K-A-T-R-I-N. And yeah, very, very nice. Very, very nice indeed. I like that. Now, the next track is by Niaz. I have played them before. They're based in San Francisco. This particular track is available as a free download from Six Degrees Records, so you can go and get it for yourself. It's called Parishan. You'll find them at 6degreesrecords.bandcamp.com. The album is called Sumud, S-U-M-U-D. They are based in San Francisco, but of course there's a bit distinct Persian sound in there as well, so check them out. Well worth checking out 6degrees Records as well, because they've got a lot of tracks available for free. Always worth having a good look. That's what I do, and I give you them, and I hope you like them. If you like them, go and get some more. That's the way it is here. Right, I am enough. I've had enough now. I'm going to go off and do something less stressful. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but we'll see. This is the final track. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show. Sorry I've been whinging, but I just had to get off my chest. I'm so angry. This is Dorada Especial by Passive Defense. from the Kreislauf organization. This band is based, or artist possibly is based, in Wiesbaden in Germany. And this has been Pete Kergel. This has been PCP 411 on the road to nowhere. See you soon, folks.
I'm at home.